Next Wednesday, October the 2nd, a group of people will gather at the IMC in Tallaght for a cinematic experience with a difference. One difference is that the people all assembled will, by and large, have been responsible for the production work. They are also, by and large, amateurs in their world. But the key difference is that the screen in the cinema will remain completely blank. The experience is entirely auditory. The event is Sightless Cinema, and the White Cane Audio Theatre Troupe has produced the works that to be premiered on the night. The group records radio dramas that are written and performed by people who are blind and or have a visual impairment. Kieran Taylor is the curator of White Cane Audio Theatre. He's here with me in studio alongside Jean Hall, a blind member of the group, who's here with her guide dog, Paddy. Kieran, I suppose lots of people will have heard radio dramas, you know, and what's different, do you think, about what happens in Sightless Cinema? Is it being in the cinema that makes it automatically different?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And everybody understands what going to the cinema is. And but until you've been to a Sightless Cinema event, it's hard to imagine what it is. But you're sitting in the dark together and listening. So often when we listen to a radio drama or we even listen to the radio, we're usually doing something else. But this allows people to settle down in the dark and listen together for an hour. So people really get into a trance. They go into their own minds. All the pictures are in their heads. It's a very personal sort of experience, but it's also shared. So you're laughing along with other people and responding to the emotions. So it's this mixture of, you know, where the pictures are in your head, like you're reading a book. So it's a solitary activity and a communal activity at the same time. And that's what I really love about it, you know.
And in your case, Jean, did you attend one of these Sightless Cinemas initially, or have you always been involved with White Cane Audio Theatre?
I attended a performance in the cinema in Tallaght last September as an audience member. Yeah. Yes, that recent last year.
So explain that experience for you. What was it? How exciting was it?
It was very entertaining, very realistic, and I could picture everything that happened in my I used my imagination and had a good laugh because the people that wrote the plays and performed them.
I knew some of them,
yeah. And they have a very good sense of humour.
Yeah, and the other thing aspect of it is, I'm sure you have listened to radio dramas at home or in wherever, you know, by yourself. The communal aspect of Sightless Cinema strikes me that must be quite exciting to actually be there with a group of people who are experiencing exactly the same thing as you.
Well, you feel included together as a group, and you're all, you know, you're using whatever other senses you have to pick up the story, whereas people who are sighted would use their sight now, instead of the other senses.
Having attended it last year, were you nudged forward to be a performer this year, or where did you immediately volunteer yourself?
Yeah, I was a little bit. I had heard about Sightless Cinema before and I was always interested, and I went along just to see what it was about and thoroughly enjoyed it and got involved through a friend of mine.
Right, okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about how that works, Kieran, because, I mean, I presume you're involved in this. A lot of people would be like Jean, they wouldn't necessarily... You don't have any background in acting or theatre or anything like that, Jean. And I presume that's the case with a lot of the people who are involved here, Kieran.
Yeah, essentially, like my background is a theatre director and deviser, and I actually mostly work with physical theatre, so this is a big change for me. It's all about words and sounds and that. But essentially, I've adapted those methods of devising to work with anybody's, you know, with no experience or with some. And it's like a six-month programme, really, of workshops to get people thinking about creating stories and sound. We start by making simple sound effects and responding to that and devising from scratch, really. And then the stories start to emerge, and then we piece them together and gradually workshop the scripts and eventually record and edit. And it's edited for surround sound. So when you're in the cinema, the sound is happening all around you. And unlike when you go to see a film, where because the pictures are out front, most of the sound is coming from out front, we can move the sound anywhere in the room.
Right. Yeah, so that's more exciting.
So you have voices coming from behind you and footsteps moving around and cars and things. Yeah, so it's like you're in the middle of the action, you know.
Literally surround. You're surrounded by sound.
Yeah.
Green Eyes is one of the, I think, is many plays will be performed on the night.
There are six in total.
And Green Eyes is one of those. I think this the original story here, the story, it was an idea that came from you, was it, Jean?
It did, yes.
Yeah, so tell us what that initial idea was.
The initial idea was a married couple who have been picked upon to look after their mum who isn't well, and the husband is planning a surprise party with a mutual friend, and the wife gets paranoid and thinks something else is going on other than the birthday party.
And in terms of, that was the initial idea, where did blindness or visual impairment fit into the characters in the play for you? You know, which did you conceive of all of the characters having a visual impairment, or just some of them? How
no,
did that work?
No, not all of them.
There's none in that one.
The only person who has a difficulty is the mother-in-law. Everyone else is fully able-bodied, fully sighted.
Right. Okay.
The thing is about when you're blind, you can act as if you're sighted on radio.
Yeah,
you
don't have to be playing a blind character.
Yeah. So some of the plays have a team of blindness, but so there are blind characters in there, but they're just sort of naturally integrated into the stories. And then some of them, they're completely other characters. Yeah.
All right. Now we have a clip from Green Eyes. Can you give me the context for this, Ciarán?
There's a suspicion going on in this couple. Kathleen is suspicious of her best friend Janet, and
you're playing one of the characters. Which of the characters are you here? Are you the suspicious one, or the one that is thought to be up to some badness, Jean?
I'm the suspicious one.
You're the suspicious one. Okay, let's have a listen. Green Eyes from Sightless Cinema.
You're not fooling me.
I was only joking.
I'm not talking about your stupid joke. Let's stop pretending.
Oh, so you know about it?
It's true, then.
Oh, how much do you know?
Enough.
Sorry about that, Kathleen. Sure, look, let's make the most of the night. It's just in here.
Make the most of it? I'm not going through that door with you, Paddy Finnerty.
What's wrong, Kathleen? Just come in.
Quiet, everyone. Frank asked them to be quiet. They'd be here in a minute.
Okay, Janet. Quiet, everybody. They're just outside.
Just come in. Like you've not been having an affair with our best fucking friend.
Surprise!
Janet!
Happy birthday, Kathleen.
That's going to be an interesting party subsequent to that greeting. That's Jean Hall there playing. What's the character's name again, Jean?
Kathleen.
Jean Hall playing Kathleen, and her husband Paddy, played by Tom Finnegan, in Green Eyes, which is one of the six radio plays, or surround sound plays, I think we should really call them, which will be performed as part of the upcoming Sightless Cinema event at the IMC in Tala. Obviously, there's a lot of fun in all of that. Is there a serious side to it as well, Jean? The play itself? Or do you just think it's good fun, this idea that there's a mix-up around having an affair?
It is good fun. And then the other side of it is, this is what can happen if someone gets paranoid with an idea in their head and fear takes over, rather than just not thinking the worst.
Is Paddy all right there? The lights in here might be a little bit hot for him.
He's okay.
He's having a wander around.
He's having a little look around the studio to see what's to be seen in Studio 7 in the RTE Radio Centre. And the other pieces then that are all there, is how big a cast do you have involved here, Ciarán? A bigger group of people?
This year there's actually two groups. So this has been running since 2005. At the moment we're supported by South Dublin County Council, and we're based in Rural Red Arts Centre in Tala. But we have been previously with Dunearie and in Dublin City. So there are a whole group of members who have been part of these sort of 9-month programmes. And now we've created a second group, a stage two group, and they've also created a play. So there's two groups involved. So there's sort of six in the people who've just sort of started.
Yeah.
And then with the other group, there's 12 in that. So in total, there's about 18 voices that you'll hear in the various plays, you know.
And I presume fully sighted people can attend,
absolutely, it's for the public. And what I mean the whole idea is really to bring blind and sighted together for an experience that doesn't need to be mediated. They can share it, you know, so they're going through the same thing. It's all in the imagination, and we find like the response is amazing. Like, people are really surprised at how engaging it is, and everyone gets to chat about it afterwards, because they'll all have experienced it in a slightly different way, you know. That's part of the fascination.
And Jean, if there's anybody listening this evening who's thinking, I've been at some of these events, I've experienced them, but I'd love to be part of it, but I'm a little bit nervous about putting myself forward. What advice would you give to them?
I would say give it a try. You've nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
And it's great fun.
So you haven't done it this year. Are you quite certain that you'll be continuing as a performer?
I am going to continue with it.
You'll be one of the Stage 2 performers next year.
Hopefully.
Then. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, best of luck with it all.
Thank you very much.
Because it is a live performance on the night. It's not recorded. We should say that.
It is recorded. Yeah, yeah. The bulk of the plays are recorded. So there's the big, as I say, full sound, surround sound production, you know, and it's mixed, you know, in a cinema sound studio and all that. But then there is a surprise. It's not a surprise anymore. Live performance at the end. So there's a short 5-minute live performance, but the rest is because it's very complex, actually, yeah. You know, with sound effects and everything and that. So it's the recordings. It's like going to a film, but with no pictures.
Yes.
But then we do an old fashioned radio drama live performance. You know, yeah, making sound effects and the voices.
Has a joy all of its own.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to finish up with a clip from one of the other pieces that's been performed on the evening. This is the pub. This is a true story. This one, Ciarán?
Yeah. One of the members, his experience in Belfast, you know, and it's sort of timely, you know, 60 years of the Troubles, and this story emerged. And
this is Martin Dundon was the person in question.
Yeah. And then, so we took his story, and then we dramatised it and put a sound around it.
All right. And the clip that we have here, do we need to know what's happening?
Yeah, I think he's going to the pub to collect somebody from the pub just in time.
Yeah, and I see that the bar that he's in is called the Boundary Bar.
Yeah.
And his wife Rita has asked Martin to go down there, and Martin is buzzed as there's a cage for security reasons, and Billy is the character that we'll hear. Billy and Martin are the characters that we'll hear in this.
Yeah,
in
Billy's
this.
In the pub, yeah.
All right.
Rita's waiting for you.
Yeah, you look as if I give a fuck, Martin.
Have some respect for your wife.
Nah, don't be fussing with you. Like an old hen. Barman!
Philip, don't serve him anymore.
Don't mind him. Give us two Guinness here.
All right, Martin.
Don't mind that fella, Philip. Give us a few pints there. Don't
Philip says,
fussing over
Billy,
you. Know me, I've been drinking.
No,
you've had enough.
You've had enough.
I'm not serving you. Go away on home there now with Martin.
Just relax, will you? I'm going now. Come on, now, for God's sake. Give a man a chance. Man of me.
Billy cuts up his daggers. I grab him. The security guard opens the gate, says...
Mind yourselves out there now.
Anyway, we're walking up the road.
I'm pissed. I don't know what made me drunk.
You're too fond of it, Billy. We turn around the corner, just about to walk up the Whitewell Road. Boom! Billy collapsed, and I collapsed on top of him.
Yeah, very dramatic stuff indeed, and based on a true story, a true experience of Martin Dundon, who's playing himself effectively in the clip that we just heard there. And you also heard Tony Scanlon playing the part of Billy. Tom Finnegan was the barman, and Rob Dowden was, you said,
the security man. Yeah,
is the security man in that, and you appear in that piece as well, not in that clip, but you're in the play as well, Jean. Yeah.
Yes, I play Rita.
You play Rita, who's the wife.
The wife, yes. Yeah,
all right. Well, listen, best of luck with all of the performances and hope it goes very well, particularly that live one that I probably shouldn't have told anybody about.
There you go.
It's an extra little bonus if you go along. Audio playback for this year's Sightless Cinema from White Cane Audio Theatre Group will take place next Wednesday, October the 2nd at the IMC Cinema in Tala. And you can reserve tickets in advance. Log on to eventbrite.ie and put Sightless Cinema into the search box and you'll find out everything that you need there. Ciarán Taylor and Jean Hall of White Cane Audio Theatre speaking to me this evening.